In Psalms 110, verse 4, the eternal nature, order, and office of Melchizedek. The eternal nature, order, and office of Melchizedek. First things first, return to the origin and the root, the order of Melchizedek. The order of Melchizedek is the origin and the root of all ministry that God came up with. So in Psalms 110, verse 4, the Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. King David wrote it. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. The Apostle Paul, he repeats it again in the book of Hebrews in the New Testament. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. In other words, you're going to be a priest forever like Melchizedek was. After Melchizedek. Now, this text, this convergence contains and unfolds much more than meets the eye. This text, this convergence contains and unfolds much more than the majority of all men of God and people of God have ever even heard of before. They don't even know anything about it. The subject of this convergence is vital to knowing what kind of ministry, order, and operation carries out God's true work in the earth. There is no other true way. Anything less is not the true work of God. It may be some fraction of a work of God or some small degree, but it's not the true work of God. It is not the true work of God. Now, here's some questions for you, a lot of questions. Who is Melchizedek? What about the order of Melchizedek? Why even talk about Melchizedek? Why is Melchizedek so important? Who is this King Melchizedek? What does he do? What are his origin and roots? What are they? Whom did God first appoint to be Melchizedek? When did he first come along? Why is he king and also a priest? Why is he a king and a priest? He's a king and a priest. What does that even mean? Why does his position even matter? Why did King David write about this Melchizedek? These are questions I have, see. Why did Jesus refer to his office of Melchizedek? Why did the Apostle Paul write about this in the book of Hebrews? Why is it even in the Bible? What significance should this have for us, and why should we even care about it? Well, let me believe that's a lot of questions. And I believe when I go through this, I can answer all of them. Now we must look at Melchizedek, the order of Melchizedek. The origin of Melchizedek unfolded from God the Father. The origin of Melchizedek unfolded from God the Father. God the Father is over all things, and he's also over Melchizedek. Yes, sir. God the Father plans all things. He's the universal architect. He is also the one and the source of all things is God the Father. Everything is generated out of and from God the Father, and thus is under God the Father. You see that? It's under God the Father. First of all, everything and every being originates in, begins with, and unfolds from and comes out of God the Father. He's the beginning and the origin of all things. God the Father is over all things, and he's also over Melchizedek. Yes, sir. If Melchizedek comes out of him and from him, Melchizedek is under him. Yes, sir. The origin of Melchizedek unfolded from God the Father. It is an eternal office, an eternal order that first is within God. In Psalm 45:6, O God, thy throne, O God, is forever. The scepter of a kingdom is a right scepter. Hebrews 1:8, the Apostle Paul quotes that. But under the Son saith he, thy throne, O God, is forever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. You see that? So this is eternal. The order of just like God is eternal, whatever God comes up with and creates himself is eternal. So the throne of God, the root forever, God placed first man Adam into that office before he sinned and disobeyed God. The origin of the commission of Melchizedek is the pre-fall first man Adam before he disobeyed God to have dominion over the earth and over all the beings in it. All the beings in it means everything in it, including humans down to the animals. You see it? Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air. And he's talking about first man Adam, not all people. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
so first man Adam, you have dominion over everything under me, God said. God the Father. You got that? He's first. How many knows he's first?
Yes,
so God is the ruler of the universe. And so he sits in heaven on the throne. But to come down here to humanity, he can't take time just to go from one human to the other, one human to the other. So he chooses a man to do his work in the earth. So to get this eternal order of Melchizedek into the earth, it had to be placed in a man. He can't get it out of himself into the earth unless he puts it in a man. For God the Father to get the order of Melchizedek into the earth, it had to be placed in a man. The order of Melchizedek is God's plan for government and for rule. His true complete plan of Father, Son, to be in operation in the earth through a man. God the Father first gave, imparted, placed and set the order of Melchizedek in first man Adam. There's the human. First man Adam didn't come up with it, God did, but he was chosen to have it placed in him. So God the Father first gave, first imparted, first placed, first set the order of Melchizedek in first man Adam. First man Adam was the first man that was placed in the order of Melchizedek chronologically as time unfolds. It's the work of God. First man Adam is ruling for the Lord instead of God in a human being. That makes sense to you? And the rule comes from God. How many understand that?
Yes, sir.
Now, the office and commission of Melchizedek is the eternal commission given to first man Adam, that God the Father came up with himself. This eternal God, what he comes up with is eternal. The office and commission of Melchizedek is the eternal commission given to first man Adam, totally perfected in last man Adam, God the Son. Do you hear? 1 Corinthians 15:44, he's called the last Adam. The Apostle Paul calls him the last Adam. That's Jesus. He talks about the first Adam there, then he talks about the last Adam, Jesus. But there were Melchizedeks between first man Adam coming down to God the Son. And God the Son left some in the earth when he went up. Now, the office and commission of Melchizedek is the eternal commission of God given to first man Adam, totally perfected in last man Adam, God the Son. The order of Melchizedek is the way, God the Father. The order of Melchizedek is the way God the Father carries out true work in the earth. There is no other order that carries out true ministry work and true work of even domestic families. And all in the earth. There is no other true, full way. Anything less is not the true work of God in any dimension. How many see that?
Yes, sir.
It is not the true work of God in any dimension. It's not. Or you hear somebody?
Yes, sir.
The background of the order of Melchizedek is important. But the end results is even more important.
Yes, sir.
The end results is the reinstating of the order of Melchizedek, the highest order of ministry. The only true, full, complete ministry, period, is the order of Melchizedek. Anything less is not the real, true ministry of God. It's just a degree or some little bit part or fraction of it. Melchizedek, you ready for this? Melchizedek is an office. It started in God the Father inside him. Melchizedek is an office held by a man. It first comes down from God the Father. By the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God the Father. It first comes now from God the Father through the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God the Father. Secondly, through first man Adam. Thirdly, through the righteous successive lines that come out of him. Fourthly, through the last man Adam, God the Son. Fifthly, through a genuine apostle. Sixthly, down through the other fivefold ministry who are under a true apostle, and seventhly down to the people.
Amen.
See, Aleph, God at the top, the Yod, Vav in the middle, down at the bottom, God has to get it down to man.
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
God has to get what he is and what he came up with down to man.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, Melchizedek is an office held by a man. The order of Melchizedek is an eternal kingship and priesthood and an eternal pattern for ministry. There's no other pattern that God would accept. Hear that, somebody? He accepts no other pattern. He won't accept it. King David prophetically wrote this prophecy. Psalms 110 verse 4. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So the order of Melchizedek represents an eternal office whereby, listen, God the Father interacts with mankind. So the order of Melchizedek represents an eternal order whereby God the Father interacts with mankind, occupied by different men at different times. You hear?
Yes, sir.
The order of Melchizedek is the highest order of ministry that ever existed or ever will exist on the earth forever after the order of Melchizedek. So the order of Melchizedek is the highest order of ministry that ever existed or ever will exist on the earth forever after the order of Melchizedek. Psalms 110 verse 4, the Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. You see?
Yes, sir.
And there's a lot more to cover past this. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.